It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Rebecca Taylor. She's the director of the Carbon County Senior Citizen Center. And, you know, there are so many services that they offer that maybe you're not aware of, or maybe people just don't know how to go about taking advantage of them. And so we thought we'd kind of make a quick list and talk about them here with her and you know, make you aware of what they can do for our seniors in our area and how they can go about making that happen. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
So let's start off with, you know, what is probably, let's say this, what's one of the, you know, most frequent phone calls that you get that maybe people don't realize that it's offered to seniors?
Well, the most frequent calls that I get are concerning Meals on Wheels. Maybe that's not, I don't know. It's one of the biggest questions that we have is what Meals on Wheels are, who can get them, how they go about getting them. A lot of times people will call and say, hey, I'm not feeling well today. Can someone bring me a meal? And, you know, we have to explain. We don't, it's not like DoorDash. You know, we do have to qualify you for the program. Meals on Wheels is a fantastic program available to seniors in our area. It's a quick qualification. We do have to follow the state guidelines as far as qualifying you for the program. You have to be homebound. You have to have a nutritional need, things like that. But once you are qualified and on the program, the delivery is Monday through Thursday. You get one meal. Suggest a donation of $3 a meal if you can. If you can't, that's not necessary either. And we also do provide frozen meals for the Friday, Saturday, Sunday if you feel you need them, you know, so you can get actually 7 meals a week.
And I know that, like, during the pandemic and everything, and that is gone and it is over, but it was open to everybody. But now we're just back to, you have to qualify, and it's probably not a very difficult process to qualify, is it? You have to go out and do a visit or anything?
Right. We have our Meals on Wheels coordinator, Tammy, will come out and visit you in your home, go over a few of the questions that this state has as far as qualifying. And, you know, yeah, it's not something that's just offered to you because you're 60 and over. You do have to have an actual need. You know, you do need to be homebound, basically unable to come into the center and have your meal there, because, you know, that is now the reason why it's not offered to all the seniors is because now we do have the center open, of course, since, you know, we've opened a while ago, and that's provided for any senior over 60 and over. You can come in and eat a meal there Monday through Thursday at noon. And so that's why the stipulation.
Okay. And then let's talk about that part of it, the lunch that you guys provide there for seniors. They're welcome to come in and have lunch and everything like that. How does that work? You don't need to register for that or anything? Or is it just to show up, or are you kind of like a head count to start the day?
Well, you can always just show up. Never feel like you can't just show up. We do kind of appreciate a call, if you know, in the morning to let us know. We always make extra just because, you know, we'll freeze the extra and use it for our mobile meals that we take out. But so, you know, you're always welcome to come. But if you can, give us a call in the morning, let us know you're coming. That helps. Or, you know, we'll ask the seniors when they're there, are you coming tomorrow? So we can kind of have an idea.
And get kind of an idea, like a head count, so to speak.
Right.
And then you guys have great programs that kind of go throughout the week, different events and things that go on out there, don't you?
We do. I mean, there's bingo on Wednesday. You know, Thursday is a really popular day after lunch. That's our shopping day. We do require 24-hour notice on that. We rotate between Lynn's, Smith's, and Walmart. So after lunch, you can hop on the bus and we take you to go do your grocery shopping and help you with your bags and things to load in the bus and then go back home. So that's a great opportunity to get your shopping done. It's just a fun day for everybody. Everybody enjoys shopping day.
Sounds like Thursday would be the day to go to lunch then.
It would be the day to go to lunch. Come have some lunch and then go shopping.
Go get your grocery shopping done for the week.
That's right.
And then on top of everything else, you know, you haven't got anything planned or coming up recently, but you do have really fun events to get everybody together. You said you just had a picnic.
We did.
And things like that. So you've still got great things that go on throughout the year as well at the senior center.
Yeah, we have parties at least quarterly. We're working on getting something together coming up for the end of summer. We just had our summer picnic up Huntington Canyon. So much fun. Lots of seniors came out. We had entertainment, potluck, sandwiches. It was just a great time. And speaking of that, I think some seniors in our area don't know, you know, they'll think, I can't make it to that because I don't have transportation. We provide that for you. If you can't make it and want to come, whether it's to lunch or whether even if it's not come to the center and you need to go to the doctor or you have things that, you know, an appointment or you need to pick up a prescription, we can help you with that. We just need you to give us a call 24 hours in advance. Let us know and we can pick you up and take you where you need to be and get you back home.
And that's a great service that is offered as well. And then you've got plenty of other things out at the center too. I mean, you've talked about in the past, you have a great library out there. Do you still do movie nights or movie days or anything like that?
We have movie day every Tuesday. We pop popcorn. We have a beautiful theater. It's so much fun. Everybody enjoys a movie.
So there's always great things that are going on at the Senior Citizen Center. What's the best way to find out what's going on out there?
Well, we now have our updated newsletter on the county's website, so you can always go there. Just go to the county's website, Carbon County, Utah, and then click on Senior Center. You can find our newsletter there. That's the most updated. It'll have our menu. It has a calendar of events. You can call us, 636-3202, and we can let you know, or just come in. We can let you know what's going on, give you a newsletter there. We always have something there to hand out to you. Come in anytime. We're open 8 to 4. We can show you around, let you see what there is available. Come hang out with us. We have a lot of fun.
There's plenty of great options available and things to do out at the Carbon County Senior Citizen Center. And it sounds like all it really takes is a phone call and you're on your way. So, Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.